I'm like, just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score.
Right, right. Just because there's a ring doesn't mean I can't rock it.
I literally say that so fucking much. Wow.
Wow.
What a day.
What a day it's
been.
What
a day.
What a day.
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
I did. Oh. I mean, I was going to tell you a story, but that works too. Today at work, I finished all of my tasks in about 4 hours. And then I literally had all of my stuff in my arms, told my boss, hey, I'm going home now. And left.
Oh.
That's literally how today went.
What? Are you not salaried?
No, I'm not. I'm paid hourly.
Must be nice.
It is nice. So I literally just went to him and I was like, I'm going home now. And he was like, oh, okay.
And you just walked out.
That's how my day went. I just walked out. Well, because everybody else was doing work. Sorry, it's too late today. I'm too tired. I did so much work.
I mean, well, you spent a good 4 hours doing it, so.
No, but literally, I just like, I don't know. I hit this point today where I was like, I'm done now. And I would like to go home. Like, that's literally where I got. Like, everyone else was like, not being helpful to me at all. So I just ended up doing most of the tasks myself anyway. So I was like, F this. I don't want to be a team player anymore. I would like to go home, please. Like, that's literally how my day started.
There is no I in team.
Yeah.
Since there's no I in team, I saw myself out.
Yeah, I'm gonna go home.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm the boy that went home. It's me, Gem J.
Gem J.
Ew,
what?
Gem J.
And I'm...
The bit just kept going. What? Well,
I actually haven't tried this lip stain yet. We're gonna do an on the air, see how it fares me talking for 20 minutes.
Okay, we'll see. How are y'all doing? Welcome back to another episode.
I literally was waiting for that all day today, so I didn't open it.
You were waiting to do that just for the pod?
I literally was, yeah. I got a makeup sample for Black Friday stuff.
Open up the mental wards again. Cyber Monday deals.
Have you actually spent time in a mental hospital, though? They're not all that bad.
Huh?
Just saying. But at least the one I was in.
Huh?
What?
I plead the fifth. Anyways, how are y'all doing today? Welcome back to another episode of Ginger Garbage. It is I, one of your hosts, JJ, and I'm here for another host, Gigi. And yeah, this is...
I'm still trying to figure out this lip stain thing. Sorry, I'm busy.
Yeah, she gonna be figuring that out. How have y'all been doing?
Hang on. I cannot get it open.
She's not you struggling.
I am struggling.
Oh, wait. Yeah. What are we talking about today?
So today we're going to be talking about some really red flags and things like that just really give us the ick. I don't know if that was like audible or not.
That was barely audible. Now, for my deaf listeners, what she said, wait.
What did I say? Because I'm pretty sure you and I are both in that category.
No, wait, hold on. There are no deaf listeners.
I mean, there's different. There's a spectrum of deaf, though.
There is a spectrum of deafness, though. You're so right. Clock it. What kind of deaf girl are you? Are you JJ deaf?
Oh, it tastes bad. Oh, sorry.
What even is it?
It's a lip stain, and it was free.
Why are you tasting it?
Because it's on my fucking lips.
That's like me tasting Vaseline.
You put that on your lips, too.
Yes. Why would I taste that? It's on my lip. Are you guys eating things off of your lip?
Oh my god. Please don't ask the audience that.
I'm asking.
Do I do like multiple layers? Like, I don't know what to do.
Multiple lips? Different kinds of lips?
Listen, don't. I knew that's where you were fucking going with that.
What? What did I say?
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're turning into an ASMR makeup channel here. Hang on.
No, we're not.
For my red flags. That's the point of this episode today.
Red flags and beige flags. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And just bad stories in general. That's kind of the vibe I was...
Just bad stories.
So if you follow us on social media, you would have seen it.
Which you should.
Which you should. We kind of put out a poll today when we made the decision to record. Oh, it's like sticky. Sorry.
The lips are sticky.
We made the decision today when we were going to... Yeah, they're kind of sticky. Anyway. Oh, it's like tingly too. Oh, I don't love this.
Her lips are tingling.
What do you mean by that?
Pop them lips, yeah. Wow.
When we made the decision to record today, we sent out a thing on our social media, which you should follow us at either ginger_garbage or ginger garbage podcast on Instagram. Anyway, so if you were following us, we put out just like a questions thing. Some people responded. Some of them were very entertaining and I cannot wait to read it to you. But we're just looking for some interesting stories today.
Yeah. We asked you guys what your red flags are and what your beige flags are. And we're going to talk about green flags as well, I think. Like green flags that you like to see in someone. Yeah.
Instant green flag is someone being able to handle the fact that I do the things that I do. And I know that JJ does the same thing, where I'll be talking about something and then my brain will just instantly skip to the next thing. If someone is okay with that and isn't like trying to like put me down. Well, and like people will like put you down. They're like, you just talked about that. Or they'll be like, weren't you trying to say a story about something else? No, I was.
People make fun of you for that? You need to find new people.
Oh, my God. Yes. All the fucking time.
Ew. Ew. That's so disgusting. Just like when Brad slept with Bethany. Anyways.
Not this bit.
Y'all, you didn't hear.
But yeah, that is like an instant green flag.
Instant green flag. Okay, that's just ADHD.
No, but like when someone's tolerant of it.
Oh, when
that's my green flag.
I can't. The bar is on the floor.
Well, I think I should be the one to say that I haven't had a lot of good dating experiences. So when people are okay with that, it's not very often.
Okay, fair. Yeah. People just like when we keep quiet. I don't want to keep quiet all the time. I like keeping quiet. Don't get me wrong. One thing about me, I won't say anything. But if I do say something, why are you so quick to be like, oh, you told me this story already. Okay. And you're getting it again.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What about it? I like the story enough to tell you again.
Yeah. It was funny the first time. It's funny the second time.
And you can hear it a third time.
Yeah.
Yeah. A green flag for me would be when someone, I work a lot. And my old job caused me so much stress. I was a terrible texter. Nowadays, I'm better. I'm better. I'm getting better. Anyways, but sometimes I work two jobs in one day, so I won't respond for a hot minute. And when someone's pretty understanding of that, green flag, like I will communicate down that like, hey, I'm going to be working two jobs today. So if you don't hear from me, it's because I'm tired or I'm focused on, you know, the jobs. And if someone's like, yeah, but you need to give me attention in the meantime. If you want to give me attention, then you will give me attention.
Is this a read?
Right.
Holy shit.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Wait, who's reading who?
You are full on fucking reading me right now because I do this to you all the time.
No, you don't. I'm not talking about you. You've never done this to me.
I need attention right now. Pay attention to me.
Okay. Yeah, you've done that, but that's my friends doing that. I don't actually take it to heart. I'm talking like in a relationship situation, like me and my amigo.
Okay.
If my partner in crime is like, hey, you need to give me attention right now. Mind you, I'm working literally two jobs. You're going to get cut. My friend, like, if you're doing that to me as a friend and you're like, hey, just give me attention. I know you don't mean it because you know what my situation is, but I've been in a situation.
Oh, no, I do mean it.
Oh.
Every time.
This is the end of the podcast. We're parting ways. Yeah, right. It's been real. Call the Uber.
Anyway.
Can you call the Uber?
Anyway.
Anyways. Yeah, that's a green flag when someone's okay with me being a workaholic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you heard it first. He just read me in front of everyone.
That was an unintentional read.
I didn't read. As you were going, I was like, wait a minute. Let me pull up all of the times I've literally done this.
I wasn't even referring to you. I was referring to this one situationship I was in. No, I'm so serious.
Okay.
And
I'll treat it seriously.
And she was like, so we were talking for a hot bit. We went off the apps, you know, the Tinder apps, of course. Oh my gosh. Not me spilling tea about myself on this podcast. You guys are hearing it here first.
I'm fully here for it. Yeah.
I guess you guys get to hear. Anyway, so you know, bada bang, bada boom. I met this girl on Tinder. And, you know, things were going good. We went to go see a movie together. Bada bing, bada boom. Whatever. You know, listen, one thing about me, I'm celibate. So I'm the Holy Virgin Mary. I do not be getting down and dirty like that. Not with you heathens and whores. Nothing. Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's just not for me.
He just continues reading me anyway. It just keeps going.
Anyways, yeah, so yada bing bada boom, and her parents were like out of city, right? And she's like, come over. And I'm like, no, first of all, the days that you're asking me to come over, I work 1 to 10, and this is when I was at my old job. I was like, I work 1 to 10 on all the days that you invited me over. I am not driving 40 minutes. I was like, I'm not driving 40 minutes. I'm so sorry. And I can't even stay over. Like, you want me to drive 40 minutes and I can't stay over, and you want me to drive back? One thing about me, I'm so tired now, I can't drive too late at night or else I fall asleep at the wheel. Anyways, so she was like, you never want to come see me. You had a big bada boob. All you want to do is just hang out. And I'm like, yes, I would like to hang out. Not in your city. I would like to hang out in a mutual spot where we can meet and we both drive equal amounts of distance. Anyways, so there was one day where I worked my old job. I worked an 8-to-4 shift, and then I went to go work second job 5:30 to 2:30 in the morning. And I did not text anyone at all that day. I was so tired. And mind you, I had another shift at 8 the following day. Winston, when you got to make that money, you got to make that money. Yeah, so I worked those two shifts, and I think I went 4 days without messaging anyone because I was so delirious and out of it. But I told everyone beforehand, hey, I'm going to be working a lot. So if you don't hear from me, it's nothing personal. I'm just working. And I messaged everyone that. And mind you, the girl that I was talking to, we're not in a relationship. It's a situationship. Call it what you want. It's a situationship. Anyways, day 4 rolls around. I send her good morning texts. I send her good night texts. Yes, I do that. And I communicate what's going on. Anyways, so on day 3, she's like, I can't take it anymore. I'm sick of you being busy all the time. I said, so take some Advil. Now, should I have said that?
No, that's f***ed.
No, I didn't. I should not have said that. She got so mad at me. She's like, oh, wow. And she's like, you know what? You can stay where you are. I don't care anymore. I said, ugh. I apologized. I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm a little agitated. And the way how you just came right now caused me to respond rudely. But I take it back. I shouldn't have said that. I am sorry. She's like, you know what? This isn't going to work out anymore. When you're free, you message me. I said, I guess we're not talking anymore.
Yeah.
My friend and I sent to the messages, and she said, JJ, that was rude. I said, oh, I was in the wrong.
Oh, no. Anyway.
I was in the wrong. Yeah, but yeah.
Clearly, you just didn't want to hang anymore.
Clearly, I didn't want to hang anymore. My bad.
Maybe you're the red flag.
Damn. You know what, though? That's on me. If I'm not free, I should not be getting in no situationships. So that's on me. Yeah. And that's that one. And I haven't spoken to her since.
That's why I'm not on apps anymore. I said, this is literally why I'm not on apps anymore. I just don't have time. Either you have my attention right now, or you're done. You're done.
Yeah. And I can't deal with that. I can't deal with the... And there's too many young people on the apps now. I'm like, ugh.
There's age filters.
Yeah, I know. I use them. They're still too young.
Audience, just as a note, he could ask me out any day, and I would probably say yes. And we would have one date, and it would probably be fucking awful. And then that'd be it. And then the show would be over.
Wow. Give us a little bit more credit. Wow.
I don't think it would go well at all.
Wow. We would have so much fun.
This is great as friends.
No. We would have so much.
Yeah, exactly. We'd be great as friends.
No. We'd be so mean. If we were a couple, we'd be so mean to people.
Oh, that part would be fun. I will give you that.
That would be fun. We would be like the mean couple. Like, you're walking down the school. Everyone watch out for these two because they're going to make fun of you for just tripping over and spilling your oatmeal all over the ground. Because why the fuck do you have oatmeal in the middle of this hallway?
The problem is God created the two of us to stand physically and like emotionally over everybody and just look down in judgment.
We're massive people. We're so tall.
It'd be so funny.
So tall, so tall.
I can actually wear heels with him. Oh my God.
And I wouldn't care. I think you'd be taller than me with heels, but I don't care.
I probably would be.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I'm already tall as it is. I'm already confident in my height.
Hey, listen, some guys are into that.
Ding, ding, ding. Guys are in the room. It's me. I like when women are taller than me.
The more you know. Maybe that's what we need, is somebody to just sponsor us to be the mean ones in the podcasting group.
You know what, though? I'm giving up my mean ways. I'm giving it up.
I'm not.
Oh.
Nope. I'm not giving that up.
We'll see.
That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, but we can't always be mean. People think I'm mean because I don't say anything.
But here's the thing. People think I'm mean because I say too much, and a lot of it is mean.
But, okay, we're different types of mean. You're a mean because you say too much. I'm mean because I make faces.
I am judgmental as shit.
My face gives everything away.
Oh, yeah. No, literally same.
If I don't like it.
It's the side eye.
But we will get canceled.
I'm younger than you. Maybe I'm Gen Z and you're not.
I'm Zillennial. I'm not a Gen Z.
I was going to say, maybe I am.
You're Gen Z? I think you are.
I think I am, technically.
You are technically Gen Z. But like, Zillennial still is like 96 to 99.
Old ass man.
Is the old ass man in the room with us right now? Let me call 911.
Yeah.
Where?
C'est toi.
No! It's not me. Guys, I'm young. I'm hip.
I'm cool. I promise.
I'm cool. I swear to you guys.
Remember when I said that I'm the mean on the outside?
Yeah. See, she just called me old.
You are a mean girl.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink. Tomorrow's Wednesday, but we can't wear pink.
We can't wear pink. We have a uniform.
Ew.
We have standards to uphold.
Ew.
I have a uniform. It's pajamas every fucking day at work. It's amazing.
No, pajamas are for...
Ooh, don't bite it. Don't bite your lips. Oh, that tastes awful.
You heard it here first, folks. Don't bite the lips. Wink.
Oh my God. Oh, I mean...
Guys, the sounds that she was making is the sound of someone biting on her lip. Wink.
Oh, it tastes like chemicals.
Now, for the beige flags. What are your beige flags?
Yes.
What is a beige flag?
I honestly don't even understand the concept where it's, you're just indifferent. You're just kind of like weirded out by it.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, but it's not like a green flag, and it's also not a red flag. It's just, oh, what am I supposed to do with this information? For example, my beige flag is I won't watch new things. My watch list is extensively long.
I've been trying to get him to watch Yellowstone for years. It's still on
the watch list. Mind you, I watched Legend of Korra back to back to back to back to back. I could recite the script without looking at the screen. It got so bad that I put it on when I'm cooking. And my mom's like, why are you repeating exactly what they're saying? How do you know that? Why are you in my business, mama?
Yeah, exactly.
Who was asking? And on top of that, I'll disappear for hours on end. And I'm not even playing video games. I'm watching Legend of Korra again. I've watched season 3 and season 4 so many times, bro. So many times.
But did you enjoy it?
I love this show.
That is kind of a beige flag, actually. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's a definite beige flag.
Like, it's not a red flag for me. I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, it's not a red flag, and it's not a green flag. It's not something that makes anyone go, oh, I can't date this guy anymore. And it's not something that makes someone go, I can date this guy. It's something like, what the fuck?
It's just strange.
It's a weird.
It's just weird.
It's just weird, bruv. Bruv, what's your beige flag, bruv?
Bruv.
Bruv.
Bruv. Oh, I don't have any.
Oh, wow. She's perfect.
I don't have any beige flags. No, I'm just a freaking weirdo. I really don't know, actually. The things that I do are strange, and I know this about myself.
I can tell you a beige flag.
Of me?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. Read me. She already did it.
I'm reading you again. Y'all, she likes to eat raw cookie dough.
I do. That is something that I do enjoy.
That's a beige flag.
That's really not.
It should be a red flag. You're right. That should be. The flag is so fucking red.
I got my beige flag. So basically, I was literally trying to talk to somebody about this today. Is that like, I go through these things where food, like certain foods, are the only thing that I'll eat for weeks, and then it's disgusting afterwards.
You are just like me, for real?
No, literally. I have so much applesauce in my house right now because that was the most recent thing. Like, I only ate applesauce and it was delicious, and now I can't even look at it.
Nurse, She's out again.
Literally, that is...
No, but I get it.
It's so bad.
When I'm hooked on a food, when I'm hooked on one particular dish, I will do nothing but make that dish.
See, but you're actually like making shit. Mine is like ingredients.
Yeah, yours is little. Yeah, yours is... Wait, yeah.
I don't know what to do with that.
That is definitely a beige flag. Like, what do we do with this?
I'm in the middle right now of like being obsessed with different foods. So I just eat nothing. Like I'm literally on the phone with someone and I'm like looking through all the restaurants in my area. I'm like, well, I don't really want that. And I'm like, well, I'm going to run into this thing where I'm looking through all the restaurants and I'm doing all the things and I'm like trying to justify like, hey, this amount of money is this much shifts and like, is it worth it? And then all the places close around me and I'm like, well, I guess I didn't eat today.
You need to install this app. And I'm going to tell you this app after because I'm not going to give this app free promo. If this app wants me to give them promo, they're going to pay me for it. So I'm going to tell you this app after. And I hope it works in the States like it does up here. But it is so good. The app is called, it's an app that you know how restaurants like throw out their old food? Well, instead of throwing it out, they put like bags together of the leftovers and they sell it at a really cheap price. For example, let's say like the local Caribbean shop, Jamaican shop, right? They were going to throw out their but it's called a surprise bag. So you don't know what you're getting. So it can range from like one time I got oxtail curry goat and rice and peas in a bag and it was worth $25, but I only paid $4 for it on the app. Yeah. It saved me so many lunches.
But that doesn't fix my brain thing though.
I was just letting you know how to like save money and so you don't have to worry about like how many shifts did I work for this one? Cause I was doing that too.
No, I 100% do that. It's so bad.
Yeah, no, it's really bad. Once you get caught in that cycle of like, how many shifts is this work? You're caught in that capitalist kind of mentality.
No, it's literally awful.
It's so bad. It's like, you have to go to therapy to break that, unfortunately.
Great. Well, that's not happening, but thanks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It doesn't get better. I'm not going to lie to you.
It doesn't get better.
I'm not going to lie to you. It doesn't get better.
But yeah, that's probably my beige flag. It's just like, I will go through periods where that is the only thing that I'm eating. And that's the only thing in my house. So if you come over, sorry, I have nothing else.
She has nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing.
I have nothing.
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 If I don't have you.
Aw. Such a good song.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, beige flags.
We can't do this again.
Guys.
So anyway, put the two of us in a room. We are the band.
We are the champions, my friend.
Do, 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 do.
Sorry. Okay. See... I cannot write a musical because I'd be so good at a jukebox musical.
I literally hate jukebox musicals so much. And then I fucking wrote one and I'm like, this is so fun.
Right? Right? I just watched Trolls the other day. I thought I was going to hate Trolls. I am so sorry. But the first and the third one that just came out, I'm so sorry. I actually like it a lot.
I have never seen it because I still have a hatred for jukebox musicals on the inside. But I can confirm as someone who has finished writing one, they are incredible. They are so much fun.
They are incredible. They're so much fun. Guys, come on. Stop being haters. Don't be a hater. You're a hater.
If you sing for me the song from Spies, I want to do a staged reading of it. Do you have access to a stage?
Can I get that?
You don't get to do that. Oh. You don't get to do that. That's Lexi.
I can be Lexi.
Lexi gets to do that, not us.
Oh, I can be Lexi. See, sounds just like her.
I don't think she even sounds like that. Makes me say, I don't think so. But all right. But that's my thought, is if we get the band back together.
That's literally what Trolls 3 is about.
It'd be so fun.
Let's get the band back together. Listen, as soon as you come over here, we can get you. Oh, wait, but by the time you're here, Jose won't be here. Damn.
Yeah, we have to have him. Sorry.
You still got to come over, though. We got to take you to Distillery District.
I don't drink.
Yeah, it's not a drinking place. It's like an area in the GTA that's Toronto. That's kind of like I don't know how to describe it, but it's like a good holiday Christmassy kind of area. You go there and you can take cool photos. They have lights, and there's a Japanese restaurant that's there. It's so good.
I'm back and sold. All right, I have to read to you before we get to the red flags. I have to read to you a story that we got submitted.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This,
give it to me raw.
Oh, you don't want that.
I do.
You don't. So this is a story that we got from one of my friends that I've been on her show before. Her name is Amelia. She's freaking lovely. And she's from the C'est La Mie podcast. But she sent me a story.
I loved that podcast.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Is you know who they are. So they sent me a lovely story about a not really date. And I was crying laughing so hard reading this. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Give it to me.
So I'm going to read it word for word in her voice. I'm kidding.
What?
She's a voice actor. I don't consider this a date, and you'll see why at the end in parentheses, but here it is. There was this guy that I met in college and would see around the gym, the student center, etc. He was a little older, maybe mid to late 20s. And we talked whenever I saw him. In the course of our short conversations, I learned that he lived with his dog in an apartment and spent Friday nights playing video games, typical guy stuff. One day, he mentioned that he was going to the school orchestra concert and mentioned that if I was free, he'd love to see me there. I told him that I had something that night, and I did, but that was sweet. And that night, while I'm at my other thing, I decided I should go to the concert. Why not? So I show up and he's like, oh, you came, with a big smile. And he has me sit in the MC seat next to him. We talk a little bit before the show starts. We're almost at intermission. And I look at his hand and there's a ring.
What?
I'm thinking, you are kidding me. There was definitely no ring before.
Even if there's a ring, what's that got to do with her?
No. No, you cannot pull my theory into this. I'll say it in a minute. At intermission, I casually asked what he was up to during Thanksgiving. He mentions that he'll be traveling with his wife to see the rest of his family. The rest of the night, he complained about how stupid the show was and how he only came for extra credit. I was a music major at the time and not impressed with his comments. And he seemed to realize that I saw his ring and was not acting charming anymore.
Ew. Boo. Boo. Man, boo.
I literally say that all the time related to that. I'm like, just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score.
Right, right. Just because there's a ring doesn't mean I can't rock it.
I literally say that so fucking much.
Like, what's that ring got to do with me?
Anyway.
Okay, would you date a married man?
I would never. If I actively knew, absolutely not.
If you knew he was married?
Absolutely not. I'm a girl's girl.
I would.
Oh, well.
Even if she, I don't care if he or she was married, what's that got to do with me?
Oh my God.
They are the ones that decided to fornicate their marriage, not me. What the hell does that have to do with me?
We got a homewrecker on our hands.
Whoa. I never said I'm going out to find married people and dating them. Uh-huh. If you came to me and I find out along the relationship that you are married to someone else, well, clearly they're not doing a good job if you're talking to me. If that's your man, then why he over here? Come on. Come on.
I'm just going to quick text 911. Don't mind me.
No, I'm so serious. If that's your man, if that's your woman, why are they talking to me? Now, would I date if I was married? No. What the hell?
Okay.
Why the hell am I doing that? That's weird.
Well, that's good to know because we're married.
Yeah, that's weird. Why am I dating?
But if the other person's married?
If the other person's married and they found me?
If you get jumped because of this behavior, it is now published forever that is something that you are willingly
okay. I am a 6'5 black man that was born and raised in Scarborough. Who the hell is going to jump me and get away with it? Who? I dare someone to try and jump
me.
It's gonna be me. You're gonna lose very quickly. And even if you somehow get the advantage on me, I got some people out in. Listen, let me not get ghetto. Let me keep it classy.
I'm gonna fucking jump you.
Let's not jump.
This is coming from the person that in a previous episode, and I don't know which one it was, where you were like, we're having a drive-by, and I was like, great, I've been wanting Popeyes.
That's not.
I don't remember what episode, but that is one of my favorite things to like think about.
Lord have mercy on my soul.
From this show.
When I said drive-by, I meant pop, 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 top, they shooting stars, and this bitch thought Popeyes. You know what, though? I get it.
Listen, that was when I was a little bit heavier than I am now, so, you know.
That's okay. That's okay.
It checks.
Anyways.
We already have you screaming skinty on the show.
You skinny bitches are evil, and you need to be destroyed.
They're hurting her because she's bald.
And then big fat bitches going to burn in hell.
Yeah, sorry.
Everyone hates skinny bitches, and everyone hates fat bitches. There's no winning. Yeah, there's no winning.
Anyway.
You said you're not dating a married man?
Oh, absolutely not. No,
that's so.
I want someone who is so head over heels, like Morticia and Gomez. That's the goal.
Ew. No, not for me.
I want to be fucking worshipped.
Well, listen, my goal is to be a trophy husband. I just want to be shown off. Like,
I can do that.
Like, you bring your parents around and I'm on the grill. I have my Kiss the Cook shirt off and you're like, this is my husband. And then they'll be like, oh, hello, husband. And I say hello and I do a little dance and a little jig. And that's it. That's all I do. That's my job. Yeah.
Why is that? That's completely okay with me.
Yeah.
Why aren't we dating?
Listen, if we want to get married for the taxes, I'm fine with that.
I'm also fine with that.
And you get dual citizenship?
I already have dual citizenship.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
You would get dual citizenship.
I would get dual. But then I can't be a politician anymore.
No. You'd have to give one up.
Yeah, I'd have to give one up. And I'm not giving up for America.
I don't blame you.
Y'all world is on fire.
Let's get fucking married. What is wrong with us?
Because we're still in our hoe phase. That's why.
I'm not. I'm done.
Oh. I'm like, I've been celibate for a long time.
I'm in my spinster die alone. I literally laid on the floor for multiple days crying for no reason. I'm not in a hoe phase anymore. I'm in a sad boy phase.
Well, I'm in my DJ wickety wick 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 phase. It's your boy, JJ on the track.
I think we should definitely do that.
Yeah.
Listen, if you want, we have a Christmas party. Oh my God. We have a Christmas party at my old high school and everyone shows up and shows out. Let me fucking tell you.
Hold on. Pause. What?
If I brought you as my trophy husband, would you want to do that?
Hold on. High school?
Keep in mind, I went to a very bougie high school and it's my 5-year anniversary thing. If I showed up,
of course, and I just get to look there and I wear like a polo shirt.
Yeah.
And I make sure I wear a tight polo shirt, because one thing that I've realized.
Yeah.
A lot of women like is a married man that has muscles.
Wait, we should fucking do that though.
Why not?
Oh my God. Is that how we meet?
That's not how we met.
Are you busy? No. Are you busy on that day? Like, I'm not joking, bitch. This might actually be fucking hilarious. Hang on.
What day?
Let me figure it out. Hang on. Because I told myself, I was like, oh, I won't go back. But if it's for that.
It better be in like the summertime, because up until May,
because it's the Christmas party. It's my like.
I won't be able to make it 2 days after that. It's Nikki night.
I don't care.
I don't know if I'd have the funds to come over right there and then.
I need a trophy husband.
Yeah. And I'd love to. Don't get me wrong. But that's a little too soon. That's less than a month away. And I do not have the funds for that. Especially with the first of the month coming up.
Just drive.
You want me to? I refuse. I refuse to drive anywhere longer than an hour. I'm so sorry. I can't do that.
Go on the train.
I can't do that. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. Now you're listening to me.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, not on a train. I've done my fair share of trains. I only get to places by flight now.
Okay, well.
I can't do it. I am too big. No, unless you're going to pay for like first class train, I'm not getting on that train.
Cause I actually kind of want to do that now. I want to fuck with people. And cause I was the weird kid in high school. So if I pull up,
that'd be perfect too. That'd be right after I get my haircut and everything.
I'm not even joking. That'd be so fucking funny.
I would literally come in just for that and come back home.
Yeah.
Cause I got work the next day.
That's a $500 joke.
That may be the most expensive joke I've ever played. It's gonna have to be a no for this one.
It'd be really funny though.
It'd be really funny, but it's gonna have to be a no.
Next year.
Next year is definitely
doable. Because we have them every year. They have them every year, and if I pull up, then the rest of my friends will be like, oh, I guess I'll go. And then like it's gonna be the people that I'm not really friends with. So like we can just lean into it.
Listen.
And then I'll be like, she's not single anymore, sorry.
Oh, make sure we get rings. We have to be engaged.
We have to like plan it on social media too. There has to be like a month before and like.
No, there doesn't. I'm not a social kind of bitch.
Okay, well.
They don't need to know my life. They don't need to know nothing about me. They just have to be okay with the ring.
I think that would be actually really fucking funny.
Yeah, I just show up.
Not even with the ring. I feel like if you just show up and like I have you on my arm and people would be like, oh my God. I love it.
I love this.
I was going to say, this is your dream. Like,
This is what God called me on earth to do.
This is literally like, I was the weird kid. I had 6 friends.
I love glowing up.
And now I'm like kind of hot now.
Kind of. Girl, you was hot. Guys, did you not see her last week? You didn't see her waist last week. Damn. And I said, damn.
Big titties, tiny's waist.
Big titties, tiny waist. And I said, damn. Damn. I'm no better than the average man.
I think this would actually be kind of fun, though.
I think this would be hella fun. Are you kidding me? I think it's definitely doable for next year.
I think I need to let you live out your fantasy of being a trophy husband at a really, really bougie school.
And I've won. The way I've won. Wow.
Yeah.
Guys. Okay.
You got to take the whole week off. I'll show you all my favorite places back home.
If I can afford that, I definitely will.
I think this is the fucking perfect idea. And then we'll go to the Christmas party and everyone will be like, oh my God, who is that? And you'll just be like, who's who?
You know, you guys know me. Do I have to come up with a name or should I go by like my legal name?
I think you should go. I'll call you by your legal name no matter what. So if we don't want to fuck it up.
That'd be so cool. No, we have to go by the French spelling of my legal name.
I think that would be so fun.
I think that'd be so much fun.
Oh my God.
Guys, come rent me. Rent a husband. Rent a husband.
That would actually be so much fun. Unless I have an actual boyfriend.
Ew, no. Even if you did, who cares? It's for fun. I'm sure he might get offended and he'll be like,
I show up with 2 boyfriends the next next.
Hey, this is my boyfriend and this is my boyfriend who's also
his
my
husband.
We have to.
It's just the idea of like showing up to this really bougie occasion where everyone's like very like prim and proper and like there's cigars happening, like it's that kind of event.
Ew, cigars?
No, but like that's the vibe is like chilling and catching up and whatever.
Listen, by that time, listen, I'll just walk in. I'll make sure I have a couple buttons undone.
Oof.
Yeah, it'll be very, very, very good. And I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm a church boy who like makes a lot of money.
Yeah, I'll lose about 30 more pounds.
Is that healthy?
This is doing something to me. I'm excited. Let's do it. I think this is a fucking great idea.
I think this is a perfect plan.
Because it'll boost my status. And then all of the girls are going to be like, oh my God, who is that on his arm? They'd be like... No, because that does happen. There's a lot of people that like did not do well after high school.
You can't relate.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways.
I think that would be super fun.
That would be more than fun.
I think you'd really enjoy that. I think that would be your dream, actually, is just to be stared at.
Like, I like looking good. Oh my gosh. I held the door open for this lady last week. And I don't know if you know, but I have a Bratz pink hat, like a pink toque. And it says Bratz right on it with a pom-pom. And oh my gosh, the way women love me wearing this hat.
Because it's cute.
It's so cute. And I held the door open for this one lady. And she's like, thank you, sugar. And I said, no problem, ma'am. And she said, oh my gosh, your voice. And she went, ran off giggling. And I said, what just happened?
That's cute.
It's so cute.
You didn't even talk about it.
Our red flags.
I forgot. Sorry. I'm too excited about seeing you in a tux in front of all of my people that I went to high school with.
I don't wear tuxes. Ooh,
we're going full out.
No. I wear blazers with a turtleneck.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I will be showing up and showing out.
That's fine. I'm just too bougie for a tux. I can't. They're too uncomfortable for me. Anyway, guys, we appreciate you guys listening. Make sure you follow us on Spotify and all streaming platforms. Ginger Garbage is available on... We'd like you to listen to us on Spotify, but on all streaming platforms. Spotify's best. Spotify, please, if you want to sponsor us and you want to fly us out to
LA.
And
if anyone wants to sponsor us getting that winter vacation this year, just saying.
Yeah, listen, if you, you guys want to...
Fulfill my man's dreams.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Another one. Go ahead, buy us a coffee if you'd like. We drop our links down below.
Or a whole-ass plane ticket.
Or, listen, that coffee could turn into a plane ticket. You never know who's listening and who's going to bless us. I hope you all stay blessed and highly favored. We love you. This is Ginger Garbage signing out. Good night.
Like, you're walking, everyone watch out for these two because they're gonna bop, 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 they shooting stars.